AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A prayer vigil is underway in Jacksonville, Florida right now after a gunman carried out a racially motivated attack at a store yesterday afternoon.
Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters says authorities know who he is.
The Office of the Medical Examiner has positively identified the shooter as Ryan Christopher Palmetter.
Sheriff Waters says he was 21 years old and was a legal gun owner.
They were 100% legal.
He left behind writings with racist ideology.
Quite frankly, the diary of a madman.
The three victims, all black, were 52, 19, and 29 years old. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The gunman took his own life. Three Marines were killed and 20 hurt when a helicopter went down in Australia during a training exercise. Scott Maiman reports.
We know that 23 people were on board the Osprey when it crashed, but it's still too early to say what went wrong. The crash area is incredibly remote, making it even more difficult for rescue crews to gain access, and recovery efforts are being hampered because of accessibility issues.
Tropical storm Idalia could hit the west coast of Florida later this week, possibly as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane, and other states could also be in its path. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome.
After it moves over northern Florida, it moves up into the southeast United States or along the coast. And we really have to watch. You in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina really have to pay attention. If it's a little bit farther inland, maybe weaker, a little bit farther offshore, maybe a little stronger.
Former President Donald Trump's campaign says it raised over $7 million after he was booked in the Fulton County Jail last week on his fourth criminal indictment. At the first Republican debate, the candidates were asked if they would support the GOP nominee, and former Vice President Mike Pence indicated he would.
I raised my hand just to say that I'll support the Republican nominee because I could never support Joe Biden.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. A big birthday for a big bear. WTOP's Luke Garrett celebrates the National Zoo's oldest panda.
Happy birthday to you.
Betty Lynn traveled from Toronto, Canada to sing Tian Tian Happy Birthday. Lynn says pandas never fail to bring her calm and strike a smile.
Watching panda makes me very relaxed every day. Yeah.
Local D.C. resident Helen Gonzalez says this celebration is both happy and sad because this is Tian Tian's last birthday in the U.S. All pandas at the National Zoo are headed back to China this winter.
Part of me understands that. Another part of me is heartbroken and will cry a lot.
Luke Garrett for CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 59. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Hello once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music. Very special day here today, everyone. We are celebrating our two-year anniversary on the air. And for that, I'd like to thank each and every one of you listeners out there. The support means the world to me. So, what are we going to be doing today? Well, the first show I ever did was The Names of Girls, A to Z. Then last year, as our first anniversary, I did another Girls' Names, A to Z. Well, it's high time that the guys got their chance too. So, for this special second anniversary edition, join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard, I need a opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you there. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
Na na na.
the sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Couple of well-known tunes to start off the show today. You just heard Bobby Gentry, of course, with the Ode to Billy Joe. Have we ever figured out exactly what he tossed off the bridge? Well, I hope not. That would kind of ruin the mystery. And before that, from his epic album, Graceland, Paul Simon with You Can Call Me Al. Up next, we have a group that was basically the muse of a pair of young songwriters, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And they became the main vehicle for Lieber and Stoller's songs about juvenile life, concerns of teens, you know, that whole Chuck Berry idiom of early rock and roll. Well, they also added a great good sense of humor, which is included in this one. Here's the Coasters with Charlie Brown.
V-V-5-5-4-4-4. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's uptown. That Charlie Brown, he's
is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Classroom, cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown, that Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me? Everybody always picking on me.
$100
when I dig somebody, they stay dark. They stay dark, baby.
That was The Time, a group in the stable of Prince, featuring Maurice Day as the lead singer, with Donald Trump Black Version. That is indeed the title of the song. It was written way back in 1990, when Donald Trump was merely known as a wheeler dealer, real estate mogul type person. Still weird. Very weird. We need to take a break now, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back to Seth Faces the Music. We have an artist featured in both versions of Girls' Names, so it seemed appropriate to add him to this one as well. Apparently, he loves to write songs with people's names in them. That's coming up next right here on WFHR.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Fred sits alone at his desk in the dark. There's an awkward young shadow that waits in the hall. He's cleared all his things and he's put them in boxes. Things that remind him that life has been good. 25 years he's worked at the paper. A man's here to take him downstairs. And I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. Time. jams. It's time. Street light shines through the shades, casting lines on the floor and lines on his face. He reflects on the day. His paints out and goes to the basement, projecting some slides onto a plain white canvas and traces it, fills in the space as he turns off the slides, and it doesn't look right yet. And all of these bastards have taken his place, he's forgotten. Sorry, Mr. Jones, it's
And that was Foo Fighters with Oh George. Before that, we started off the set with Ben Folds from his album Rockin' the Suburbs, Fred Jones, Part 2. Up next, we have a band we've featured many a time before. They're not a real band. I mean, they've got real musicians behind them, but the band itself is, well, basically a cartoon. But I tell you one thing, man, they can get really, really funky. As demonstrated in this next song, here's Gorillaz with Dirty Harry.
So tall above me, his blue eyes, they were shining, and his voice was very cold. He said, I've had a vision, you know I'm strong and holy, I must do as I've been told. So we started up the mountain, I was running, he was walking.
his axe was made of gold. The trees, they got much smaller. The lake, a lady's mirror. We stopped and drank some wine. Then he threw the bottle over. Broke a minute later, and he put his hand on mine. I thought I saw an eagle. It might have been a vulture. I never could decide. Then my father built an altar. He looked once behind his shoulder. He knew I would not hide. And you who build these altars now to sacrifice these children, you must not do it anymore. For a scheme is not a vision, and you never have been tempted by a demon. Stand above them now. Your hatchet's blunt and bloody. You were not there before. When I lay upon the mountain, my father's hand was trembling with the beauty of the word. Call me brother now. Forgive me if I inquire just according to whose plan. When it all comes down to dust, I will kill you if I must. I will help you if I can. When it all comes down to dust, I will help you if I must. On our
quite possibly my all-time favorite Beatles song, The Ballad of John and Yoko. And before that, a haunting, terrific version of Leonard Cohen's Song of Isaac by the great Suzanne Vega. Break time once again, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we have a song that's based on a somewhat terrifying incident that happened to a famous news anchor back in the 1990s, which just goes to prove that anything can be a fodder for great songs. Stay tuned right here to WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
We'll be right back.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. Think you'll change, but there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you.
That's off to Larry. That was Del Shannon with his follow-up to his big hit, Runaway. Wonder if that's the same girl he's talking about there. And before that, we open up the set with What's the Frequency, Kenneth? By R.E.M. It was inspired by a scary incident that happened to Dan Rather back in 1986 when he was assailed by two people who kept repeating, Kenneth, what's the frequency to him? Very scary and very odd. Let us continue now with another L name. Because I needed to fill extra time. But why not? It's a fun song anyway. This is by the group Blessed Union of Souls. It was basically their only big hit. And it is so, so dated, but fun. So here they are with Hey Leonardo, She Likes Me For Me.
She don't care about my car. And she don't care about my money. Real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford losing out my ears. But what she sees are my faults and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen, DVDs. Things like that just never mattered much to her. Plus, she don't watch too much TV. And she don't care that I can fly her to places she ain't never been. If she really wants to go, I think deep down she knows that all she has to say is when. For me, not because I hang with Leonardo or that guy who played in Fargo. I think his name is Steve. She's the one for me, and I just can't live without her. My arms belong around her, and I'm so glad I found her once again. And I'm so glad I
She likes me for me, not because I sing like Pavarotti or because I'm such a hottie. I like her for her, not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer. Why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. I don't see. She likes me for me.
People who've been working for 50 years. No one asks for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and their rent's in arrears. Matthew and Sam. Matthew and Sam. Matthew and Sam. Matthew and Sam. They've been working all day, all day, all day.
The Supremes with a later hit of theirs. That was Nathan Jones. And before that, we had Cat Stevens with an early song of his, Matthew and Son. That's going to wrap up our
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.